Thank you for watching Texans TV. This is Nick Scherfield with a Vandermeer's Take post-game edition with the Texans coming off a thrilling 34-31 overtime victory at Detroit at Ford Field on Thanksgiving Day. And Mark, you were there with Andre Ware calling the game in the booth for Sports Radio 610. What a crazy game.
It was nuts, Nick. I mean, I've never been through a two-game stretch like that in the National Football League, and I've never called any one of those individual type of games in the National Football League. It felt like an old AFC West game with John Elway versus Dave Craig or Dan Fouts or one of those. It was just a wild shootout, and I really loved being a part of it in the booth. Now, I think that this is going to be costly for the Texans injury-wise, but at least they have the weekend off to kind of heal some guys up, hopefully get some people back for Tennessee. And if not, you have another day before you play the next game after the Titans against the New England Patriots. But Gary Kubiak said it. The fact that they got the win was huge. Now, that does not sound like something that's, you know, that profound, but it is because of the price they paid physically for it.
Well, the Texans became the first team in NFL history to win two overtime games in a five-day span. Of course, they had the victory over Jacksonville at Reliance Stadium on that Sunday before the Thanksgiving game. What do you think it said? Obviously, the defense did not look like itself, giving up so many yards to the Jaguars, so many yards to the Lions. But what do you think it said about the character, the resiliency of the team? Because that's something we heard a lot of the players and Kubiak talk about after this last win.
I think this goes back to the Chicago game. That was a very physical game in the slop at Soldier Field. Extremely taxing on the Houston Texans defense, and I think they had a carryover effect leading into the Jacksonville game where they didn't play good defense against Chad Henne. You saw the effects. Now go to the Bears. They went to San Francisco, had an extra day to prepare. It was a Monday night game, and they got blitzkrieged by the 49ers. I think that they were also feeling the effects of that physical game. Now the Texans play the deep in overtime game against the Jags. Then they turn it around to play in 4 days against the Lions, and the Lions are the top passing attack in the National Football League, plus Houston with no Jonathan Joseph. That's a recipe for disaster. So if they get everybody back, and, you know, it's unlikely to get everybody back for the next game, but I'll be shocked if they don't get right back to the top form with health that they showed before the Jacksonville game. Now, it might take a ramping up process because of the injuries, Nick, but I can't believe the Texans defense is going to give up yards and points like this on a regular basis.
Well, J.J. Watt, 3 more sacks on Thanksgiving, 2 more passes defense, adding to his total. He already has a franchise sack record. What do you make of what we're seeing out of him?
So special. Gary Kubiak said it's like having a quarterback in that when you need a big play, he often makes it. Made a couple of huge plays at overtime against Jacksonville and against Detroit. Had some miraculous plays. 2 big sacks late in the game. The sack to open the game. All-time sack leader in Houston Texans history. Single season. You know, I think he's a phenomenal player. And, you know, on offense, now you're seeing Schaub and Andre Johnson erupt like they used to. They haven't really needed to for much of the season. So it's a real fun thing to watch right now for Texans fans.
Well, you've covered Andre Johnson since his days at the University of Miami as a Hurricane. Now he's in his 10th season here with the Texans, and again, after this huge two-game stretch, he's on pace for 1,500-plus yards. What do you think about the way Andre's playing?
Well, on a stage with Megatron, Andre Johnson just serves notice that he has to be in the conversation still when you're talking about best wide receiver in the National Football League. It might be Calvin Johnson, but you know what? Andre Johnson can still bring it, and he had better numbers than Calvin Johnson on Calvin Johnson's field. And I loved Andre after the game told us in his radio interview that Calvin Johnson is his favorite wide receiver in the National Football League. So it was a great game, and I've never seen Andre Johnson so happy. I mean that. I've never seen him this happy. Let's hope he stays healthy and has a great postseason.
Well, winning sure makes everybody happy. Gary Kubiak said at his post-game press conference, or his day after press conference on Friday, you're not as tired when you're winning, but this Texans team has already won as much as any Texans team in a full season. They're 10-1, equaling last season's franchise record for victories in a year. How good does this feel, Mark?
Yeah, it's wonderful, you know, but I think that, and you saw it, the players didn't over-celebrate after this one. I think they were ecstatic that they won right after the game, and then they realized, hey, you know, we're 10-1. We got a long way to go. This is just another step to take. They got the win on a physical day, Thanksgiving Day, with a lot of bodies being not carted off, but, you know, helped off the field. And they know that their biggest fish to fry are in January. So they're going to wait for that to really celebrate. And I like that about this team. Very good attitude.
Well, that's Mark Vandermeer, the voice of the Texans. This is Nick Scherfield of HoustonTexans.com. Thank you for watching this Vandermeer's Take. We hope you have a great weekend.